Back in the good old days of handmade black and white radio, when Wolfman Jack was still known as Cub Boy Johnny, I began my career in broadcasting. I was 15, as if that's any excuse, and 5 years later, 10 years ago today, I had finished basic training and was assigned to AFN Munich. In typical Army fashion, until just prior to shipping me to Europe, I had been told that I would be learning Spanish and taking airborne training because I was on my way to Panama. Hasta la vista, Panama.
One minute you say you will and the next you won't.
From 10 years ago today, Gilbert O'Sullivan. I was met at the door 10 years ago by the then station manager Neil Fontaine and the then station secretary Ermy Prock and the then morning DJ Jim Sampson. Neil is still station manager, Ermy is still station secretary, but poor Jim has unfortunately been reduced to having to work for a living. You can hear him now on Austrian and German radio or read his column in Billboard magazine. For more than 3 years, Jim, Mark Abbott, and I played radio at AFN Munich and generally had a good time together. The then station engineers were a rather odd pair. Denny Andrews was forced to become a disc jockey against his better judgment and against the wishes of many listeners when I went to the Bontults NCO Academy. Fritz Egner was hired after he helped us carry a 1,000-pound pool table up a flight of stairs without even asking who we were. In keeping with his passion for maintaining a weird lifestyle, Fritz left AFN to become a popular German announcer and DJ on Bayern 3. The main advantage is that he no longer has to solder anything. The only disadvantage is that, unlike AFN, the Bavarian radio people expect him to work for his money. But then again, every job has its disadvantages. That's Hurricane Smith. As an AFN disc jockey, I probably did a couple of hundred interviews during my 5 years on active duty. I'm a great interviewer. This is what happened when I tried to be philosophical with Leonard Cohen.
I'd just like to say that I've found that you've been called many different things. You've been called the lonely wolf and the quiet one and the poet of rock music of the rock generation. But what do you call yourself?
Leonard.
Frank Zappa was a bit more direct.
What was the idea of 200 motels?
I thought you were more perceptive than that. Come on, take your glasses off and look at that movie again.
That was in 1973. 2 years later, I reminded him that he made me nervous.
No, I'm a nice guy. You know, don't be scared of me. I won't hurt you. I didn't come to Germany to hurt you. Just calm down.